fitness, use an interval timer as a personal trainer, and beats of songs for tempo. The interval timer tells you how many rounds you have left and how long until the end of your current lifting set and how long you can rest. Initially, you can configure it to 10 rounds of 1 minute of exercise and 2 minutes of rest. So that is a total of 30 minutes. And then you adjust your timer from there. You just have to set up a stable platform that challenges your body. You should start with slow songs, country rather than techno, and light dumbbell weights that you can handle for the duration of your 10 rounds and total of 30 minutes. And you only need dumbbells. You really want all your muscles getting a workout to grow out in a natural sequence so that they support one another. If you use a machine or, goodness forbid, lay down in a gym and try something, you will just end up with 2 or 4 big muscles. Balanced physique is a lot healthier. You are a lot more capable and a lot more flexible. Show up at the gym, turn on your slow music, grab 3 or 5 pound dumbbells, one per each hand, and start your interval timer. You will now be buzzed in for a minute of lifting, and you just need to focus on listening to the beats of your slow songs. You don't think about time, you just focus on lifting to the beat. The timer will vibrate when the minute is up. Now you can wander the gym, do air guitar, finger guns, drink water, shimmy shammy over to the cooler, just don't sit. And after 2 minutes of rest, your timer will vibrate again to alert you that your big minute of lifting needs to start right now. And you will do that 10 times every day. At first, you are lifting light so you can handle it every day. If, at the end of your exercise, you feel like it did absolutely nothing for you, you have to adjust your rest maybe to 1.5 minutes. Maybe your songs are just way too slow, so you will need to add some more energetic ones. They don't all have to be same beats per minute, but they should be in the same range, so some can be a little bit faster. Maybe if you started with lifting 3 pound dumbbells, the total of 6 pounds may just be too light for you. When we put on weight, our muscles adapt too. So larger people have stronger muscles indeed. So maybe mix 3 and 5 pound dumbbells together. On every even round, lift 5. And on every odd round, lift 3. Until you switch over to 5 completely. This is not just a formula for some fitness, but also for bodybuilding. You just keep adding faster music, tiny bit heavier dumbbells, increase the number of rounds, decrease the rest period until you eliminate it completely. The most important thing about this kind of a workout is that it is pretty much non-stop and of considerable duration, like 1 hour or 2. Don't be scared by 2 hours. Once you see your progress, you'll realize that you can probably just double the duration of your workout. The next thing you know, you'll be working out 2 hours every day and see your progress even faster. It's pretty ridiculous. Duration first, weight second. They can't be so heavy that they stop you. You have to protect that hard-earned non-stop 1 or 2. The result of that is that you are increasing your dumbbell weights by just 2 pounds, by just a little bit. And that is something your body can really work with. Slowly, It will gently adapt so that the new weight you just started will feel like nothing, will feel natural. And that is when you go up higher in weight again, maybe by 2 or 2.5 pounds, and repeat the process. Yet again, your body will grow muscles to handle that new weight, and over the course of many months, it will keep becoming more and more muscular and athletic. More than that, an hour-long, non-stop means that this is an endurance workout. That means you are going to be burning fat like crazy. Gently adding more weight means that you are growing muscle. So it's a really beneficial workout, and it is very forgiving. Anybody can extend their endurance by a little bit. Anybody can do it, young or old. There are no threats of injuries here. Lightweights are just lightweights. But you do need to hydrate to avoid the Charlie horse in legs and back, especially. And pay attention to your socks. Maybe try wearing thick ones, but always make sure that they are elastic. Trim your toe claws and find wide toe box, zero drop shoes to protect your feet. You do not need a lifted heel for workouts. That's pretty crazy. That may cause the pump bump. You are working out, which is a pretty strange activity for your feet. But this is just dancing with dumbbells overall, so you'll get some aches as your body becomes more flexible due to fat loss, but not much more than that. You are perfectly safe. This is much faster than sets and reps, so for progress, you don't even need to weigh yourself. You just look in a mirror. If it looks like you plateaued, that means you gotta keep tweaking those knobs so that your workout is challenging, but not so challenging that it will stop you.